When we are born with the human version of Windows 11, so to speak. In other words, we have pre-installed software. Then we download software since the moment we are born. This software is the belief system in our subconscious mind. Our lives are the manifestation of this software. If we have good software, we live happy lives without unwanted behavior or emotional issues, and we make wise decisions. If the software is bad, the opposite is the case. So the home into which we are born, the locality, the school we attend, our friends, our neighbors, social media, and all the experiences we encounter will create the script for our subconscious beliefs. The collection of subconscious beliefs is called our subconscious paradigm. Our emotion responses and our behavior will be true to this paradigm. This subconscious paradigm works like all laws of nature. For instance, the principle of gravity. If you use force to kick a football up the side of a hill, it will eventually lose momentum and roll back down again. If you have a subconscious belief system about junk food, you will be true to that belief long term. Going on a healthy diet is like kicking the football up the hill. Eventually, you'll lose motivation and you're back to square one again. If you are depressed, the depression is a story you tell yourself about your life, not in the circumstances as you may believe. You could have 1,000 people with the same life circumstances. Some would hopefully and confidently deal with the issues, while others would be suicidal. If you suffer from anxiety, your thoughts and your physical sensations are the manifestation of your subconscious beliefs, which is associating danger with situations that are perceived as safe by people who don't suffer from anxiety. The good news about your subconscious beliefs, just as with the software on your computer, is that they can be changed. If you look back to photos from 100 years ago, you don't see overweight or obese people. People were not taking prescribed drugs for anxiety and depression. Young people were not ending their lives by suicide and so on. Have you ever asked yourself why this all has changed? The answer is that the subconscious beliefs have changed. The modern society enslaves you for profit and take away your empowerment by corrupting your subconscious beliefs. The system wants to replace your empowerment with drugs. Your life is made stressful and you're made fearful. You are then convinced to resort to drugs of different kinds, whether prescribed or non-prescribed, to deal with your distressed mind. Sugar, nicotine, alcohol, and illegal drugs. Then you have prescribed drugs. They are labeled as medication and given a fancy name, but you are being prescribed drugs. If your thinking makes you fearful, you take a drug. If your thinking makes you depressed, take a drug. If your thinking about food is corrupted, you will be overweight and take a drug. Drugs will not change your real problem, which is the way you are thinking subconsciously, so you will never solve your problem. That suits the pharma system. The trouble is that when you put something into your body that is not natural for your body, you are asking for trouble in the longer term when it comes to your physical health. Now I want to talk about hypnosis. Hypnosis feels like the transition between wakefulness and sleep and has qualities of both those states. One is fully conscious of everything that is going on, and contrary to what you may have heard, you are in complete control. Trance is a highly receptive state of mind that makes the process of change much easier. It provides easier access to the subconscious mind to create required change in emotional well-being or the elimination of limiting behaviors and habits. At no time will you be asleep or unaware of what's going on. You will, however, be likely to feel more relaxed than ever before. A feeling of peace, serenity, and well-being generally accompany this relaxation. I offer one-to-one therapy at Mayo Hypnosis Clinic Castlebar. So if you want help in breaking free from emotional problems or problematic habits or behaviors, you can get in contact with the clinic. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Talk to you soon.